Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of the show. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
Still here.
Still here, huh? Any more house woes? Or?
Oh, there's always house woes. My life wouldn't be normal if there was no house woes.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Is everything working out all right with the whole... You had that little rat problem, right? That's all taken care of?
Yeah, well, except for the tenant who left because of it is suing me now, so...
Oh, Fabu.
Yeah.
Shush. Well, you'll win. Because you have all your ducks in a row and everything. You documented everything.
We'll see. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how well...
I know. It's like whatever mood the judge is in that day.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'd want to mention to people this little blurb I got in the Deadline's inbox of email. Says the producers of a new television series about animal hauntings are searching for new cases all over the country. We are seeking out personal stories of people whose animals have been affected by paranormal activity or accounts of those who have seen and heard animal spirits. Your story could be featured on a major cable network. If you have personally been affected by an animal-centered haunting, I love that, animal-centered haunting, or know someone who has, please call one of our producers, Alex Rogers, at 646-674-3052, or feel free to send an email to Alex Rogers, that's R-O-G-E-R-Z as in zebra.
Is it Rogers or Rogers?
Yeah, it could be Rogers, with a Z on the end. I don't know. Yeah. Rogers. Yeah, I guess. Rogers. Rogers. Oh, man, I don't want to waste
time.
Send
it to Alex.
Now, the email address is, like, a lot easier. It's hauntedanimals@yahoo.com.
Well, I just love they say, please call one of our producers.
Yeah.
Well, who's another one I can call?
Well, I'm going to get to that just to stick it to her. Now, when you email hauntedanimals@yahoo.com, make sure you include your name, city and state, phone and email address. Please describe the activity that has been experienced by you or your animals. Do you know the history of the property and haunting? Do you have a theory of what caused the activity? Has a paranormal team ever investigated the case? If so, did they uncover any evidence? In short, basically do this guy's job for him. There you go. And it says, we look forward to hearing from you. Regards, Ilana Galed. Galed? G-A-L-E-D. At Picture Shack Entertainment in New York, New York. And she's listed as Ilana, I-L-A-N-A-G-L-A-E-D.
No, G-A-L.
G-A-L. I keep doing that. G-A-L. So it's Ilana with an I. Ilana. Ilana, have lunch? I'm hungry. ilanagaled@gmail.com.
Which I'm sure you'll post us all.
Yeah, well, I won't put all that, but I will put the hauntedanimals.com and all the crap you're supposed to send them and do their job for them on the Deadline page when the show uploads, so don't worry about it. You can catch all that. And if you've got some whacked out, you know, paranormal animal tale to tell, I got something. Help. It's killing me here.
What?
I had one errant hair that got out from under the headphones, and it was tickling my nose when the fan hit. trying not to sneeze. Don't make fun of me.
My hair's on my nose.
Man. Yeah, and that's why my kids actually think the world of you.
Why?
Because you torture me.
Good.
And they're like, oh, man, Brian Sant's so cool. He's like, he totally gets on Mom. And I'm like, that's not nice. They're like, yeah, but it's so funny. He's so funny. You really, you know, I'm like, thanks. You know?
You're welcome.
Really? Anyway, you want to do meeting announcements?
Well, if we have
a great one.
That's right.
North Jersey Division meeting is coming up on July 21st, 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, which is located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. The meeting topic is UFOs and otherworldly beings, plus Dave Roundtree will be presenting at this meeting. Dina Trico is team leader, so she'll be in charge of this. And then we have the Central Jersey Division on August 5th, 2009, in the Hazlitt Library. Team leader Brian McCauley is in charge of this meeting. It runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The Hazlitt Library is located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. However, you can pay cash and sign up for membership at the meeting, and the team leader will forward that to me. You do have to be a member to participate in the cemetery hunts, which we're winding down on those. And what else about the meetings? They're free and open to attend. Oh, and we always have a share and scare segment. So if you have any questionable photographs or audio recordings, you can bring them to the meeting and have them reviewed. In fact, I forgot to mention last week that when I did the Hazlitt meeting on July 1st, Brian Minicelli, he's a longtime member. Mm-hmm. He's in like from Middletown or somewhere down around the Hazlitt area. He shows up faithfully at all the meetings. Well, this time he brought his computer and he played what he captured outside of Spy House, I believe it was, an EVP.
Okay, nice.
I can't remember if he said it was Spy House or where it was, but it was somewhere down where they live. And you could hear, like, it was a male voice, and it was kind of mumbly, it was indiscernible, but you did pick out the word a-hole. calling them, like, a-holes, it was pretty funny. So that was clear as a bell. Nice work, Brian, on that one. And he's Brian with a Y, not an I, like you. You're a B-R-I, brain yes. Transpose, same as my son, same as Mick, Mac. Give a talk about
Mick.
Because you always wanted to call him Mick, right?
Yep.
I wanted to call him Mick. You wanted to call him Mick. But he wrote to me and he said his nickname by all his friends is Mac, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Too bad.
All right, so Mac is our team leader for the Central Jersey Division.
If he wants us to change it, let him get his ass up here and come on the show and change it.
Oh, please. You don't want to drive all the way up here. That damn near killed me today. Oh, my God. The traffic just to get to the Delaware Water Gap and all the way through the gap because of stupid camelback. And, would you stop? It's like, why did God's name did he have to move to Scranton?
Want some cheese with that wine? My
yes.
God.
And a Sudafed chaser because the cheese will congest me. Oh, my God. What a schlep.
Wah.
Yeah, well.
I have to do the same thing when I come down to you.
This is where I'm wondering if you're going to want to. Because you'll have no trouble getting down to me because you'll be going opposite all that Pocono traffic. But what do you do when you're going back home and you're stuck sitting in it? Unless you go from my place, you go out 57 and go out, you know, towards...
Then I go and stop at my dad's house and say, hey, I'm hungry.
Yeah, and then head north from there. You know, I might see if that's an alternate route I can take, you know, because... The traffic because of Poconos is going to be nightmarish through the summer months. Because otherwise, when I was coming out here, it's a good 77-mile run one way. But, time-wise, it wasn't too bad. It was like an hour and 15. And that's the other problem with Pennsylvania. I have to tell you, to have to pee is a nightmare. Because you'll see those little blue signs on the side of a Pennsylvania highway indicating food and lodging and gas at whatever next exit. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. I'm from Jersey, and in Jersey, when you see one of those freaking signs, it means you get off the exit, and you either go right, left, and bam, there's your choice of gas, food, lodging. It's like right there. And then you hop back on to the highway, and you go about your own way. Oh, not in Pennsylvania. You come off the exit, and it has a sign with McDonald's little arch and a mile marker indicator saying it's mm-hmm. like 2.0 miles to the right. Then I'm going 2.0 miles, and there's another sign saying make a left, another mile. That's 3 miles to get to McDonald's to pee and eat. And I'm like, this is insane. Why is it just not right so you can scoop on off, run in from the highway, get right back on the highway?
Because we like our trees.
No. Dude, it's the Garden State in Jersey. We have plenty of freaking trees. I'm just saying, you know... Nothing's easy here. It's like to make a U-turn, you got to go like 6 miles out of your way. Or if you miss a turn because the signage, I hate to say this, Brian, it sucks. The signage. The signage in Pennsylvania sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Have you ever seen the sign for the Pennsylvania Turnpike? It is the size of like a 19-inch television, color television. It's so small. And that you may think that sounds big, but that's small. Because like in New Jersey, the Garden State Parkway, I mean, I could blindfold you. I could take you out anywhere in New Jersey, unblindfold you, and within 5 minutes you could turn around and find a sign for the turnpike or the parkway.
Well,
in Pennsylvania, it's like you blink and, what, was that a sign for the turnpike?
The New Jersey Turnpike, though, is a lot more northeastern traffic going south than the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Come again?
The New Jersey Turnpike. There's people from the northeast, and they're going down towards Florida. Yeah. What do they hit in Jersey? What main highway in Jersey are they going to run down?
95.
Which is the?
Turnpike. Yeah.
Now, Pennsylvania Turnpike basically starts up around here.
Yeah.
And goes down to Philadelphia. That's it.
Yeah. Point being, they could still afford to put a bigger flipping sign for when you're supposed to be entering
it. Well, I'd rather
have
a smaller sign and less taxes.
Jeez. Yeah, you have less taxes because you have no disability, right? You get sick in this state and you're out of work for 2 weeks, do you get paid?
I don't know.
You told me that your sister didn't, right?
My sister wasn't disabled.
Well, short-term disability means sickness. You're not like disabled where you're, you know. You're disabled to where you can't go to work, but you're not like permanent.
Well,
she got
unemployment.
Oh, they gave her unemployment for that. Oh, okay. But see, that's so weird. You know, like, we have the... they did... When I was studying in the class I was taking, they said, you know, we do. New Jersey actually does have the strictest policies and stuff. So if you were going... If you're someone who's kind of sickly, if I were you, I'd try to find a job in Jersey. Because if you are sick a lot, at least you can be out for 6 months at a clip. And it's just like they're paying your paycheck, you know, or they'll give you 2/3 of it.
Right, but
you
that's
know.
Why you pay a lot more for stuff over there.
Everything else, yeah, is a little pricier, but...
Look at car
not
insurance.
Where I am. Yeah, the car insurance is wicked. It's wicked.
You know how much I pay a year?
How
for,
much?
For better than regular coverage?
Yeah.
I pay $770 a year.
Wow.
And that's with like a $500 deductible. That's with like $100,000.
$300 on liability,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's what I carry. But... And a $500 deductible I have, and I have the towing and the rental car stuff and all that. And it's $1,072 for a 6 month policy for two cars. Yeah. And that was cheaper, actually. I got the multi car discount by putting the hearse on there. It would have been $1,500 for just my Hyundai.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah. All right. So we suck in car insurance, but we have other good benefits. Anyway, not that has anything to do with paranormal.
Signs.
Yeah, we have really good signage in Jersey, and we have the whole debate that rages on and on. Apparently, Hometown Tales started this whole thing with the pork roll versus Taylor ham.
It's pork roll.
It's Taylor ham.
Pork.
But see, I think it depends where you came from in Jersey. Now, I grew up in the Morris County area, and it was Taylor ham.
It's pork roll or get the hell out of my
because you went to the diner, and it was Taylor ham and cheese. My grandparents owned a luncheonette in Chatham, and it was Taylor ham and cheese on the menu, not pork roll. You go more South Jersey, it turns into pork roll.
It's pork roll.
It's just like North Jersey, we call it a sub. South Jersey, they call it a hoagie because of the stupid Philadelphia, you know, influence that kind of comes in. They'll even pronounce it like a Philadelphian with the hoagie instead of a hoagie, you know. Sloppy Joe's, you know, North Jersey. We know the Sloppy Joe is a triple-decker awesome sandwich from the deli. Usually like turkey, roast beef, Swiss cheese, and a lot of that gloppy, what's that gloppy stuff that you put on the plate on a diner that nobody eats? It's like cabbage. What do they call that?
Coleslaw?
Yes! Well, it's got that gloppy coleslaw, but this is really good. When you get a Sloppy Joe made with roast beef, turkey, Swiss cheese, coleslaw, and Thousand Island dressing on 3 layers of rye bread, fresh, good, Pector's German rye, it's awesome. But then you go to, once you pass over the Raritan Bridge... On the parkway, that's easily noted, my old signage. You walk in and you order a Sloppy Joe, and they think you want one of those Alpos on a bun, you know? And that's how they'll make a Sloppy Joe, like a manwich, you know?
Right.
They don't realize
right.
It's a sandwich. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Now's your chance to take what should be your last ride and get out alive.
Morbid Mobile Tours lets you climb in through the suicide door or end loader and head out to the infamous Shades of Death Road in Warren County. While you're seated in the very space where dead bodies took the ride to their final resting place, you'll hear the grim tales of ghosts, murder, and disease. Jezebel is a beautiful 1983 Cadillac hearse who served her time in funeral processions and now is dying to take you with her on this haunted trail. Tours are $25 per victim and depart from the Hackettstown train station. To book your tour, visit Morbid Mobile Tours page by clicking the license plate on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website. Morbid Mobile Tours, we're waiting to take you away.
I'm Doug of Ghostly Talk, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting. Hey, welcome back. It's time for ParaShare. Now, do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each ParaShare you send in and we read on the show, you'll get one credit. One credit's enough to get membership in the NJGHS, or you can save up 10 ParaShares and get 10 credits and cash them in for a natal chart, which is a $75 value. We'll keep track of the ParaShares and let you know when you hit 10. Then you can send me your birth date, time, and place. And I'll do a full-color natal chart, which is this wheel printout. And it has all the other verbiage and stuff in black and white and blah, blah, blah. And I'll send that off to you. It's a $75 value, so, you know, that's what people would pay if they came to meet with me and I sat down and went over everything with them. So, that said, we actually had a question sent in, which, you know, it occurred to me. I said I should put this on the show and let people know. Maybe you don't have a ParaShare. Maybe you don't have an experience or a ghost encounter to tell, but you've got a question. This is a good chance, if you're not going to go to one of the meetings and ask it during Share and Scare, email the question in, and Brian and I, I'm sure, we can answer it. And if we can't answer it ourselves, we know plenty of people in the field, like John Zappas, Jeff Belanger, Keith Age, Stephen LeChance. How many other names can I drop? Jane Doherty, Rosemary Ellen Guiley. We know them all. We'll find you an answer. So you can always email that in, too. That's not a problem. And that's what this girl Teresa did. She said, "Hello, sorry to bother you, but is your group or any other groups you know of planning to visit the Essex County Psych Hospital in Cedar Grove before it is torn down? My grandmother was institutionalized there, and I wanted to see it legally before it's gone. Your help is greatly appreciated, Teresa." Well, Teresa, the answer is no. It's not possible to gain access anymore as they have begun tearing the place apart, and it's deemed unsafe. I spoke with Tom Hamilton, who is the administrator there, months ago about having one last go at the place, and he said he was denied clearance because of the safety concern. So I'm sorry, but that's where it's at this point. It's probably already torn down by now. Her question came in like the middle of June, middle to end of June, so we're just getting to it now. But and what she's talking about is Overbrook.
Right.
That's the name of the psych hospital. And I led a team to investigate there last October. It was really cool. You know, and I think Ghost Adventures went there too.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So, you know, and now Taps went there. Taps went, Ghost Adventures went, but we were there before them. The ones who beat us there was some show from the Travel Channel. Not the Travel Channel, I'm sorry. It was like probably Most Haunted or some show like that. But it wasn't Ghost Adventures.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Can you poke him in the eye? You know, that girl.
Can you shove this stick up my ass?
British. There's already one there. Sorry. No. But, yeah, so I think they beat us there, but we beat all the U.S. other people there. We beat Ghost Adventures and Taps as far as getting in there and investigating, so that was cool. Anyway, so sorry about that, Teresa, but no, you won't be able to see it legally. It is going to be made into a park, a 90-acre park, so knock yourself out after the fact. I'm sure whatever residual energy is there, even though it's a fluffy little park with Bambis and stuff scampering around, you could still probably collect some EVPs and stuff, so... Okay, now I also got an email in from the new owners of Bell's Mansion in Stanhope. Now, Brian remembers Bell's Mansion. Yep. We had investigated there as part of, we did a private investigation, and then we also went back with the TV crew of Neighborhood Journal, and that's back when the Doodah days, when they owned it, and now there's new owners. So I got an email, says, "Hi, my name is Maria Kaczynski. I am the owner of Bell's Mansion at 11 Main Street in Stanhope, and I am sending you pictures taken at our restaurant recently. Please let me know what you think." And she gave me her phone number, and she said, you know, what I'm going to do is I am going to post these pictures on the Deadline page, you know, of our site for people to take a look at. I would like to get back in there and investigate again, because she captured a really... interesting shot. One, like, you know, when you're standing in the main foyer of the Bell's Mansion, yep. You're looking at the staircase that goes up. It's usually roped off. And in this picture, it's roped off. So she's got one picture where there's, like, okay, it's a picture of a staircase. And in the very next picture, there's, like, all this mist and stuff forming. And she said, you know, she wasn't taking pictures, obviously, in a paranormal perspective. She was becoming a new owner, and she was walking around taking pictures as to what she was going to do and move this, that, and the other. And she saw this, and that's when she showed it to her a friend or somebody. They said, oh, yeah, your place is haunted. There was some group here from New Jersey. And she's like, what? So she said she went online, and that's when she saw us. And so... So I did write back to her. I said, yeah, I would like to get in there and do another revisit. So, you know, right now I haven't heard back from her, but I guess it got busy. So I'll follow up again, and I'll keep everybody posted. And if we can get a team together to go in there, that'd be great. Because that's what they had, that full-body apparition, remember? They had Sherry reenact playing the ghost and everything. It was really cool. Anyway, then we have a parashare from Rob. And it says, "Hi, Laura. I've been a Jersey resident all my life, specifically North Jersey." Now that's where it's Taylor Ham and Subs. And even more specifically, Bergen County. Okay, so Bergen County, that's cool. "I've grown up with all the ghost stories about the region, from the Jersey Devil to the long-dead actors and actresses from Fort Lee's silent movie Past." This guy does know his Jersey. "But I never had an experience of my own, at least not until I was in my early 20s. This was about 10 years ago in Teaneck at a friend's house on the New Milford border. First off, I should point out he lived in an old, creepy house on Romer Avenue, set back from the road. He was a boarder, but his landlady was out for the evening, and we were all alone in the house packing up for a camping trip. We were on the second floor, and in the hallway we heard laughter, a guttural, maniacal laughter. We looked at each other, and I can imagine I was as pale in the face as he was. Then the laughter started again, this time even more menacing and disturbing. I said, 'Josh, I don't care how far along you are with packing, we are leaving now.' We flew down the stairs and out the door. I remember that was the time I was most scared, getting from the side door to the car in pitch black. It didn't help that we had to wind our way through a labyrinth garden along the way. Josh has long since moved out, and we never heard that laughter again. But I always get the creeps whenever I have to drive late at night through Teaneck or New Milford. Your friend, Rob." Wow. Rob, nice. That's pretty cool. And I know that feeling. You hear that, and all you can think of is... I always have that... You know what I thought was the most terrifying thing when I saw the movie Poltergeist, the one that came out in 1982? I mean, the movie was scary. But what upset me and scared me the most was when the father's getting... The family's getting in the car, and he's jiggling through his pockets trying to get the keys. And I'm like, that's my biggest fear. It's like, when you're in a panic, how fast are you going to be able to rifle through your purse or your pockets? And, you know, meanwhile, this thing's closing in on you, and you're trying to find your freaking car keys. Something that simple... can be that terrifying, you know, in an emergency situation,
well,
right?
And now you have to buy one of those cars where you can keep the key in your pocket. You just hit the start button.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have cars like that now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But,
so
you know,
this now you buy one of those?
I just, you know what I want? I want something for the friggin' doors of my apartment building. Instead of, like, I have to have two keys. One to open the door downstairs, and one when I get to the top. And I'm like, you know what? Why can't I have one of those systems like you have for the car? You go, boop, 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 and it just unlocks the door so I can get in, you know?
Why not just a fingerprint reader?
Oh, yeah.
They have, you can buy them in Home Depot.
In Home Depot? Because, for your personal use?
Yep.
I can't even get the doorbell to work in this apartment building, so... Somehow I don't think that's going to happen, but thank you, Rob, for your parish share, and let me know if you want membership, if you're not already a member, and or if you want to save up and send in more parish shares, more of the merrier, that's welcome. And again, you know, I stress to you, if you have questions out there, things you want to know about or follow up on, send them to the deadline at njghs.net, and we will be glad to address them on the show. And we're going to take a quickie break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hey, this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, and certified paranormal investigator with the NJGHS. When I start getting homesick for New Jersey, I tune in to Lauren Bryan. So kick back. You're listening to The Deadline.
Hi, I'm Kelly Weaver of the Spirit Society of Pennsylvania, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's question was, what is the name of this haunted house in New Jersey where the ghost cat eternally resides? Answer, the Victorian Mansion in Midland Park. That's Midland, or Midland, as we pronounce it, Park, New Jersey. Now, this week's haunted trivia concerns a ghost who likes to be neat and tidy. The story goes that in 1942, Gordon St. Thomas, an immigration officer, was transferred with his wife and two kids to this location. From the beginning, they could feel as though they were not alone in this home. Gordon would throw his hat on the table and minutes later find it neatly placed on the coat rack. He would leave a book open on the table and come back to find it placed in a nearby bookcase. And if he left his pack of cigarettes laying around, he would find them tossed in the trash can. And this was all going on when he knew he was the only one home alone, okay? The ghost seemed to be a neat freak and yet very concerned with the safety and welfare of this young family. One time, Gordon left a pot of coffee on the gas burner with the flame at full blast and went in the bathroom to shave, completely forgetting about the coffee on the stove. When he realized what he did, he ran back to the kitchen to find the flame turned way down and the pot of coffee perfectly simmering. The ghost saved his life, too. He came home very late from work one night and went to sleep in the back bedroom so as not to awaken his wife. He was in bed when he felt this violent shaking on his foot. He turned on the light to see who was there. No one was there. But then he glanced up at the ceiling and saw a scorpion. He was able to kill it. Scorps are drawn to the body heat because the room basically was cold, so his heat was emanating from his body, and then the scorpion was drawn to that. So it's a good thing the ghost woke him up. So here's your haunted trivia question. What is the location, city and state, of this home's Where is this home located, basically? What's the location? It's city and state. Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you will win an NJGHS t-shirt. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Okay. And if we have haunted headlines, finally, from Chris Balzano, Brian will be playing them at this point, right?
Doubtful, but...
Doubtful, yeah.
I would just write it out. Done.
Yeah, I guess
not. It's been over a month.
Yeah. It's a shame. Those were really fun.
Oh, well.
I got to remind people, if you are in the Asbury Park, New Jersey area, to stop into Paranormal Books and Curiosities. It's located at 627 Cookman Ave. They're leading small groups of the public on investigations in Asbury Park's haunted locations. They have tours going out on Sunday nights that include dinner, and it's $50 a person, and it includes the dinner and the investigation. So... runs from about 7 to 11 or 11:30, and dinner is usually around 8 o'clock at night. Space is limited, so you do want to get a hold of them. If you want a book to go on that, you should call the store directly at 732-455-3188. I think it's pretty cool, and I know Kathy Kelly does an amazing job with this, so it's great. And you can check them out on the web at paranormalbooksnj.com. So it's paranormalbooksnj.com. And also, it's coming up pretty soon here, August 14th to 16th, the Ohio Paranormal Convention in Dayton, Ohio. My editor, John Kachuba, will be there along with Stephen LaChance and Keith Age. It's going to take place in Dayton, Ohio at the Hara Arena. It's $50 for the weekend, $20 for a daily ticket. You can check out their website at ohioparacon.com. And their official hotel is the Holiday Inn Dayton North. It's only $79 a night for a standard room or $109 for a suite, so that's not bad. Thanks to Brian Klein, the co-founder of Southern Ohio Paranormal Research, for bringing this to our attention. His website is southernohioparanormal.org. I got to remind everybody, make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. It's on the homepage of our site, njghs.net. It's free. You don't have to be a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. You can still just have a free Yahoo group's membership. So that way you get all the latest and greatest info about meetings and cemetery hunts and stuff blasted right into your email box. And don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip. It is the MySpace of the paranormal. It's americashauntedroadtrip.com. And again, that link is also on our homepage. Register today. You'll get to network with paranormal authors from the series of books, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. Anything else?
It's pork roll.
Oh, all right. You say pork roll, I say Taylor ham. You say tomato, I say tomato. Is that how it's going to be?
No. It's my house. It's pork roll.
Oh, righty then. All right. Well, thank you, Brian Pork Roll Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Thanks always to our team leaders, Dina Tirico and Brian McCauley. And thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.